Life for Bozeman native Steve Daines has changed a lot in the last couple of years. For more than a quarter century in the private sector to Montana's sole congressional seat. Now, the Republican Representative Daines has his sights set on another office, that of exiting Montana Senator Max Baucus. Capitol reporter Dan Boyce spent last week in Washington, D.C. reporting on Montana's federal delegation. He takes us along for a couple hours in the Washington life of Congressman Daines.
Deep beneath the U.S. Capitol building, there runs an electric subway, whirring through a compact tunnel system just to most of the congressional office buildings and back. It's a quick way for senators and congressmen to get around, yet Steve Daines usually tries to avoid it.
Given a choice, I always like getting outside.
He's given that choice quite a bit. The Capitol Hill schedule of Montana's congressman definitely has him moving around.
You do a lot of walking.
...8 a.m., a weekly get-together in the Dirksen Senate building called Coffee with Constituents.
Hi, good to see you again.
The state's full congressional delegation chatting with visiting Montanans, standing around tables set with trays of pastries and juice.
We call this the kind of the Montana family reunion.
This one's a little busier than normal.
All these years. How are you doing?
It could very well be the last one for the state's senior senator, Democrat Max Baucus. The Senate is expected to soon confirm Baucus as the next ambassador to China. Heading back to his office, Daines says he approached Baucus shortly before the previous night's State of the Union.
Had a chance to shake his hand at his last State of the Union address.
I think there was a certain amount of sadness. Hey, this is the end of an era.
Still, Daines hopes it will be the start of a new era for him as the Republican favorite to take that seat this November. Moving across the Capitol building, Daines easily passes through the many security checkpoints as personnel either recognize his face or a small red pin at his left lapel. It reads 113 for the 113th Congress. The polished tan tiles of the Capitol's expansive main rotunda slow the congressman's brisk pace.
Does this get old? It never gets old. And Dan, I've always said, if you ever lose the awe and the respect of a place like the Rotunda, it's time to go back home.
He's constantly pointing out odd bits of history about the building, a statue of Ronald Reagan.
He's standing on parts of the Berlin Wall over there.
Over to Speaker John Boehner's balcony.
So this is where President Obama's inauguration took place.
To Statuary Hall, which used to be the old House of Representatives.
The War of 1812 would have been debated in this room.
Daines' shoes crunch into white-blue rock salt scattered at the Capitol's front steps. His first-floor office in the Cannon House building lies just kitty-corner. The office consists of several rooms for Daines and his staffers, walls replete with panoramic photos of Montana mountain ranges.
We don't have to talk much about Montana. We just show pictures and let the pictures speak for themselves.
The skull of a mule deer buck rests on a table near his desk, near more images of his wife and four kids.
Picture of my daughter. We were antelope hunting. In fact, there's a picture of an antelope she killed last year.
Daines says it's hard spending so much time away from home, and he's frustrated with how much harder it is to get things done in Washington versus his years as a chemical engineer and business executive.
It just takes forever to first even, it seems like, identify the problem and then try to work to get a solution to get all the members together to move forward.
He is making some progress, though. The nonpartisan website govtrack.us ranks Daines as getting more bills out of committee than any other freshman representative. A short meeting in his office with some state lawmakers and county commissioners, then Congressman Daines is off again, back to the Capitol for a vote he does not want to miss.
It's been a long time coming here, but let's get the Farm Bill passed.
And the Farm Bill does pass, right after which Daines introduces a different bill on the House floor called the Making Public Lands Public Access Act.
But almost 2 million acres of public lands in Montana are inaccessible to the public. Three other states.
Then it's more meetings, more votes, more walking. Daines says often his days last from about 7 in the morning to 10 or 11 p.m., it's a hectic schedule that will keep getting more so as the campaign to fill Senator Baucus' seat ramps up. That does not dampen his enthusiasm.
It is an honor to serve, whether I'm in the House or in the Senate, that every day you wake up knowing you get to serve a million Montanans.
But he knows it won't be an easy race. With Senator Baucus likely leaving to take the Chinese ambassadorship, it's expected Governor Steve Bullock will appoint Lieutenant Governor John Walsh, who is already running for that post as a Democrat. That means the state's incumbent representative would be trying to unseat an incumbent senator. I'm Dan Boyce, reporting in Washington.